Well, that better be on a record. Have you made a record with that one on it yet?
We have, yeah.
And
yeah,
what's it?
We have three records out, and our most recent is a live album, which we recorded in our wonderful friend's house, Austin City Jams, and it's on that one.
Okay. Yeah, it's a house concert series, and they just captured us in the way that we do the thing together the majority of the time, which is just the real broken down guitar, drum, and the stomp pedal, and the
vocals.
The truth.
So this is the broken down sound?
Well, as in from the point of view of when we went in and made our first couple of studio records, we had a full kind of band sound
right,
on it.
Right.
Yeah,
but
the live album's very honest to what we do and what people kind of gravitate towards when we play. So.
Well, I thought you just sounded fantastic with whatever means you're using today, which I see a baron and a guitar and two wonderful singers. And the harmonies that you've worked out, and it's just really, really amazing how your voices work together. It's just astounding with Ben way up there in the stratosphere in your falsetto and
fearless.
Andrea. Yeah, it's just...
I credit Bee Gees and Beach Boys records for that.
So there you go. It's simple. Yeah. Just listen to the Bee Gees and the Beach Boys records.
That's
and
right,
you'll
yeah.
sound like Beatroot Revival next thing you know.
Yeah.
this band is Beatroot Revival, and Andrea McGee is the singer on the last song, mm-hmm. and she's from Ireland, and Ben's from England. And they're going to be at the Armadillo Christmas Bazaar
tomorrow
mm-hmm. at noon, and you should not miss them because they're... just wonderful. I'm so excited.
Yeah, we're real honored to be kind of asked to be a part of that, because obviously we've been down to see it the last couple of years and know the kind of a little bit of the history behind how so many great acts get booked for that.
Yeah.
And we feel real honored because we get to be on the same day as Ruthie Foster. So that's going to be a real treat. You know?
And also just in general, this town is so, so kind to us and has been so generous to us over the last few years that we've been here that... You know, we're very, very grateful for everything that it keeps doing for us and that
you know what
we have
it
a
is?
Base here.
It's number one. We are just fools for English or Irish accents. and number two, and most importantly, you're just dadgum good. So play us another song.
All right.
Okay.
Well, this is our, we like to throw in whenever we do anything of all of our original stuff, we like to throw in a curveball with a cover.
Yeah, something that's really influenced and helped us grow and find our sound together with our harmonies and with the rhythms. And yeah, this is a Beatles song for you.